Tigers ace Tarek Skubal is on the move, and he goes to L.A.
Went to L.A. Yeah, he did. He's in L.A. Congratulations.
L.A.
Yeah, another guy goes to the Dodgers. We bring in Adam McKelvey, MLB.com, the outstanding beat writer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Adam, thanks for joining us with 13 minutes left until the deadline.
Yeah, watch him make a deal as we're talking live.
That'd be amazing.
Another
actually.
One too today.
Hey, let's before we get into what the Brewers did do today, I guess let's start with what they didn't do. But they did do some stuff, so we'll get to that. Skubal goes to the Dodgers. What happened? Were the Brewers in the running here? Did they make a solid run at Skubal?
Yes, we know that for sure. I wish I could tell you the exact offer. And I can't tell you that because even on background and sources don't want to say that because they don't want those players to think that their team's trying to trade them. So it's difficult to get that information, and we haven't seen it yet. But the most interesting thing I heard today from Pat Murphy was sort of about this. He thinks that the kind of disappointment surrounding that Skubal deal has already affected the Brewers in a negative way, and he did not like the reaction that there was, you know, that it was the Dodgers against the Brewers in that deal. And he cautioned against thinking that it's as simple for a team making a trade to just say which is the best offer, that there's more layers to it than that. Now, he was asked directly, like, did he think that the Tigers tried to direct Tarek Skubal where he wanted to go? Wouldn't be the first time that's happened in baseball, and you see that in the NBA all the time. He didn't want to go that far. He wouldn't say that. But he just said there are many layers to these decisions when a team is weighing a deal. And he says anybody who thinks the Brewers didn't make a really good offer to try to get Tarek Skubal is wrong. So we'll continue to work to try to find out some names.
All right, Adam, so you are in the know a lot more than the rest of us. The other thing going around the internet everywhere, including from some people I respect, is that MLB, the owners, they like this. I mean, that this was set up because the Dodgers get another guy. Maybe they win a third World Series, you know, that it wasn't meant to be that he went to the Brewers, that, you know, there's this big conspiracy floating around out there. Do you buy into any of that?
I don't know how that would be orchestrated by a group of owners. I think that's a little too conspiratorial for my liking. I just think that, you know, again, there are a lot of layers, as Pat Murphy said, to teams when they make decisions on trading a guy and when they make decisions on acquiring a guy. The Dodgers have an unbelievable, unheard of great starting rotation. Baseball is also really weird. And the Dodgers, at how many different points of last year's World Series, could have lost the World Series to the Blue Jays, who are also very good, by the way. But it is a strange sport in that you can create a super team and have this starting rotation that looks unbeatable, and it does not guarantee you anything because the risk and the reason the Brewers were really agonizing for weeks about making the sort of offer that we hear they did is that it's all these small samples, and you're talking about Tarek Skubal for a dozen starts maybe, like if it goes great, and so many different things can happen in that stretch. And look, the Tigers were 3-3 in his playoff starts. They lost three of the last four. He's like one of the best pitchers in baseball, and getting him for the Dodgers is a massive coup. But baseball's weird that way, and it doesn't guarantee. I guess the way I'm putting it is very hard to buy a championship in baseball, even though the Dodgers have won the last two with a gigantic payroll. We don't know what's going to happen over the next 3 months.
Adam, tell us about relief pitcher Antonio Senzatella from the Colorado Rockies that we're expected to get.
Well, I'd have to look at the numbers, but it feels to me like he's pitched against the Brewers 647 times, including spring training. I feel like we always see this guy. He is a starter. He's been in the major leagues for 10 years. He's on a $50 million contract that comes to its end this year that he signed with the Rockies. He's pitched at Coors Field all these years, and he's converted to relief this year, and he's a multi-inning guy, which is the sort of pitcher the Brewers love. Look, they didn't get Tarek Skubal. They knew they wanted to get multiple arms because they have they're up there with the best ERA in the National League. I believe the last I looked, they were tied for the best starters ERA in baseball, but it's all these rookies, and second-year players like Jacob Mizorowski, and they're all coming up on innings limits, and they've got talent. They don't have postseason experience, but they have talent, and they are going to need to be really creative with the way they manage innings in August and September to get to October with guys like Mizorowski, Kyle Harrison, Logan Henderson in a place where they can deliver big innings. Maybe Dustin May, the starter they're picking up from the St. Louis Cardinals. They're going to have to use all of these different arms in a really creative way in order to get everybody healthy and in a good spot in October. It's going to be a really big challenge because it's not as easy as just sending them out there every fifth day like, you know, teams used to do. But that was the idea here, is to bring in multiple arms to try to just get as much depth as humanly possible to navigate this thing and try to, you know, look, they'll be huge underdogs. Even if they have the best record in baseball at the end of the year, like they did last year, if they run into a team like the Dodgers, and maybe even if they run into the Cubs, who made some notable moves today, they're going to be seen as underdogs. And that's when Pat Murphy's clubs have been the best, when they kind of go into that with that average Joe's mentality. So it's going to be sort of a strength in numbers sort of approach to this thing after they didn't get the big fish they wanted to reel in.
But that didn't work last year against the Dodgers. And I know the Dodgers are a different entity, but the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Phillies, they all got noticeably better in a really short period of time in the last day or so. Yep. The Brewers pick up Dustin May. Everybody says his stuff is electric. Is that a big deal that they got Dustin May?
Ask me in 2 months, because he has had in his career and this season – stretches where he looks like the best pitcher in the world. And look, we saw it here in May. He took a no-hitter into the eighth. He gave up a run on two hits, was absolutely electric. The Brewers won that game. He had a one-hit shutout against the Padres later in the summer. And then since then, it's not been great. His ERA is over 6 in his last 7 starts. So he's been up and down. He's had injury history. But, you know, look, he is an upside arm. He adds depth. He's going to allow the Brewers to mix him in there as starts, give guys like Logan Henderson, Shane Drouin, who's been excellent, these young arms, Jacob Mizorowski, who's been excellent, obviously, give them breaks, manage those innings, maybe have some shorter starts, mix in multi-inning relievers. The Brewers have built themselves a cushion in the regular season as far as getting to October. Now, once they get to October, they don't have Tarek Skubal to run out there in game two after Jacob Mizorowski in game one. They're going to have to do it as a mix and match kind of thing. You can do it that way in baseball in the postseason. It's not super comfortable. Think about 2018, 2019, and the way they had the out-getter mentality this Brewers team. They got within a win of the World Series and didn't get there. And I completely – Pat Murphy said this today. If you're a fan and you want, you know, the Dodgers rotation, hey, that's great. I mean – I'm sure the Brewers would like the Dodgers rotation. It doesn't mean that that's the only way to do it. They tried to land the big name this year, didn't get him, so they had to pivot and come up with other ways to fill these innings and get a staff that's been really excellent to October pitching well.
Adam, what are the vibes like in the Brewers locker room? Are people on edge?
I mean, it's disappointing when you're in the mix for a great player and you don't get him, right? I mean, that's just the reality, and that's what Murph was talking about today, about maybe it's kind of affected them, and he doesn't want that. He wants them to kind of, as he said, you know, sharpen the sword and kind of go to battle and try to prove that, you know, these underdogs are good. I mean, they've got the best record in baseball at the trade deadline the last 2 years, and they still get absolutely zero respect. And it just feels to me that they're at their best when they're playing that way, when they're not, you know, the team – that's inevitable. So this is how they've done it, and it's just the way that it played out this year that they're going to have to do it again.
We've got a minute left, Adam. As somebody who covers the team and knows it much better than any of the rest of us, what do you say to Brewers fans who say, we trust Matt Arnold, we like Matt Arnold, getting to the playoffs isn't good enough, when do we push all our chips into the center and actually say, we're going to win the World Series, even if it means we don't have a couple guys in 2030 that we wish we had still on the team?
That this is so unpopular, and I get crushed anytime I write something or tweet something that even flirts with this notion. But pushing your chips into the center feels so good. And when it works like it did with CC Sabathia in 2008, it is magic. If you look at the list of deals, like pick each year, pick the big guy on the trade market that everybody wanted. And then look what happened the rest of the season for him individually and what it happened for the team. It does not send you to a ring ceremony and a World Series parade. Very rarely does that happen. So it's like that's what the sellers prey on at this time of year, the emotion of it, because the GMs, Matt Arnold wants to help this team. This team has built, against all odds, the best record in baseball for the second straight season, and he wants very badly to help them. But he's not going to mortgage the farm because a team like the Brewers cannot do that, or they will not have the best record in baseball at next year's trade deadline. So there's this balance that they have to play based on the economics of the sport at this time, and they are just going to stick with the plan. That doesn't mean you don't push some chips in. And like I said, it sounds like they did, and I would love to tell you the names that they pushed in there at the Dodgers or at the Tigers. And I'll continue to work on that, and a bunch of us are, to try to have that full context. But, you know, that is the trouble. When teams get into trouble at this time of year, it's when they do deals on emotion because of how good it feels on July 31st in the old days, and now it floats a little bit. But at the trade deadline, it feels great when you make those deals. Doesn't always feel great 2, 3, 5 years later. And this team wants to compete every year, try to give themselves a shot every year, and then hope that, you know, the 1 year it clicks and they make a run. So I don't know. I know that's super unpopular. It's not what people want to hear. They want, you know, they want CC Sabathia.
Right.
And I was here for CC Sabathia, and it was awesome. And it sounds like this year they really tried to make that deal again. It just weren't the team that came away. You know, a bunch of teams tried to be that club this year, and the Dodgers were the one. And again, we don't exactly know how that came to be. We don't know whether it was the absolute very best offer, but it's the deal that got done, and the Dodgers were the team that came away with it.
MLB.com's Adam McAlvey. Always great perspective, Adam, on a really busy day for you. Thanks for making some time for us.
Sure thing. No problem.